2ST, we've got good times, great music, and most people know tomorrow is Vietnam Veterans Day. It used to be known as Long Tan Day. Of course, it commemorates the Battle of Long Tan in South Vietnam, and the president of the Shoalhaven Vietnam Veterans Association joins me this morning, Clyde Poulton. G'day, Clyde. How are you, mate?
G'day, Ed. I'm very well, thank you.
Mate, such an important day, of course, right across the globe for those Vietnam veterans, and I mean, you know, I think when you think of the Vietnam War, a lot of people say it was the unwinnable war. I think the one that the conflict that we currently have is possibly one that can't be won either. But it's an important time to remember our Vietnam veterans, isn't it, Clyde?
Look, it is. We obviously attempt to make it a dignified ceremony without overdoing it. We're here, well, the ceremony tomorrow is about commemorating those local soldiers or ex-soldiers, sailors, and the odd airmen that served over there for their service to Australia.
Mm. The Battle of Long Tan, of course, that 6th Battalion Royal Australian Regiment, they clashed with the Viet Cong in Phu Tao Province. It's one that it certainly was just such a huge battle, and why do most people remember the Battle of Long Tan as being one of the dirtiest?
Well, I think it was firstly the great surprise that the task force in Nui Dat didn't expect to see a force of that number within a couple of kilometres of Nui Dat.
Mm.
And but they just came across them totally by surprise. So when that happened, you had the equivalent of 100 men in three platoons just take on a couple of thousand North Vietnamese. It was one of those battles that wasn't expected, but when it happened, Australian troops from artillery to the APCs coordinated beautifully and produced one of the best results in Army history.
Yeah, well, it certainly was an amazing result, as you said. I mean, you know, there was 108 men that were there. The Vietnamese and the VC, they had nearly 2,500 men. The casualties were incredible. 18 men killed, 24 wounded for the Australian, the New Zealand, and the US forces. But the VC and the North Vietnamese, they suffered some huge losses, and it just goes to show that tight knit band of men that certainly served this nation pretty well. Some commemorations on right across the Shoalhaven, Clyde.
Yeah, there are. Shoalhaven Heads has one in the morning. Jervis Bay have a ceremony as well. And I know Wollongong does, and Yura Badalla as well. Mm. So it's well commemorated. Ours is 6 o'clock Saturday afternoon, which is about the time of the height of the battle for Long Tan. But Adam, I'm keen to point out that this is a commemoration for all of our ex-service organisations in the city. We have a very large naval contingent who served on destroyers on the gun line. Obviously, we have a large number of those in our groups.
Mm. Well, Clyde, look, it's one of those occasions where you'd love to say, look, have a great day, but certainly commemorate those that have fallen, and I look forward to catching up again very soon.
Thanks, Adam.